This past summer, I went on a pilgrimage with my confirmation class to Ireland. On the night before we left, after a long day of walking and sightseeing, as well as a wonderful dinner made by our guide, we all sat around in a circle under the stars and passed a candle around. This activity provided each person a chance to talk about their God moment. At the beginning of the trip, I would have thought of the situation as weird, unsure I would experience God on the trip at all. But as I listened to some of my best friends discuss their own, I was confident in the idea that my God moment was much more subtle than simply a higher presence. The first night of the trip, we discussed what we were looking forward to, as well as what we were most nervous about. Immediately, my fears came the most easily to me. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get out of my own head, that I wouldn't be able to truly enjoy the pilgrimage. But as we sat in the circle on our last night, and I heard the stories of some of my best friends, I realized what my God moment was. It was swimming in the glacial lake in the middle of the mountains we had just hiked. It was looking out at the sea on the rocks at the lighthouse. It was laughing and making new friends with people I'd known forever but had never taken the opportunity to really understand. My God moment was realizing how big the world is and how small my problems are in comparison. It was learning to understand that nothing lasts forever and that life is so much more beautiful than I had ever thought it could be. I cried through most of this experience, and honestly, for about an hour afterwards as well. I was so unbelievably overwhelmed by the escape that the trip had given me and the perspective I had gained from it. That trip has made me see the world and myself much differently. In today's gospel, the message that I felt most prominent was that of the eternity of God, as well as his presence even when you cannot see him. Growing up at this church, I have always felt comfortable in my religion, appreciating all that the community at Redeemer has done for me. Growing up, my childhood may not have been ideal, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I gained so many unofficial parental figures because of it, and this community has been an essential part of my growth as a person. The friends I made in choir, as well as RYG, have been some of the best ones I've had my entire life. These people have helped me through some pretty tough times, but have also celebrated my triumphs. This community is always there to help me up when I fall and to lift me when I am already standing. I feel that is exactly what God is. Not necessarily a force you always recognize, but one that is always there. God does not exist to solve our problems, but rather to help us through them. To provide support and encouragement even when we don't know we need it. God is constantly there for us, even when we cannot physically see him, in Ireland, at Redeemer, and wherever life takes me from this point forward. This community has been my trip to Ireland over and over again. It is the place where I can be effortlessly myself, where I can be a leader, where I found my people and my calling, and where I found myself. I have been lucky enough to experience God every day that I am here in this building and with these people, and for that, I am eternally grateful. I have learned the eternity of love from all of you, and am no longer afraid of what's to come.